CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestorial territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shechlech from the Ntlakem territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show for you guys. We have a subject today, and it's going to be on acknowledgement on this June 12th, 2025. Here at Free Voices, and we're going to have some of our usual guests coming up. We're going to have our brother Wegedesk. We're going to have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, my brother Shkwait Shechlech, also Lady Faima, and also Tluk Tluk Bachan from the Ntlakemch peoples. And so we have a lot of guests today and a lot of great music. We have some music from Dr. Viasi. We have some old school music from Shirley Bassey, also Michael Bublé, Tom Cochran, and if we have enough time, the radios. So stay tuned for all that. We welcome our guests, our listener from all over the world. From England, from Germany, from Sweden, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Poland, from Montenegro, Egypt, Africa, India, Russia, Ukraine, China, Japan, Philippines, New Zealand, Australia, South America, North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. And just making this world more special and more beautiful and more positive. So thank you all for joining us. We're going to start off with some energetic music. And this is from Dr. Viasi. And his music is Bach Goes Metal. And it's from Bach and a rendition of Toccata and Fugue in D minor for electric guitars. So stay tuned, listen in, enjoy everybody. We'll be right back. Oh, just a minute.
There's the stand-up leak check.
Sorry, sometimes we get into some of these issues, and that's okay. We'll get through it. Yeah, stay tuned. We're going to have some special music here, and...
Thank you.
powerful song. That was Bach Goes Metal, and that was from Dr. Viasi.
72-hour odor protection with...
And the rendition of Toccata and Fugo in D minor for electric guitars. So welcome back, everybody. I also forgot to mention we do have a special interview of Dr. Akvan. He's our international law lawyer from United Nations. So that's coming up after this big interview too. So welcome to the program, and welcome Wegedesk, our high diving champion of the world, and also welcome Celia, our president of Minnetonka Park Association. And
thanks for having us. Jeez, it's always an honor.
Yes.
All right. We'd like to get the show on the road and start it right, and we'd like to ask Wegedesk, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. My pleasure, guys. You know how important that air is to us. So let's get ready for three deep breaths, and ones that we can receive in the best way possible with a nice relaxed body. Let's relax our chest, our jaw, our fingers, our toes, and everywhere in between. And we're going to go in through the nose and out through the mouth. 3, 2, 1, all the way in with all the love of the universe. And let it all go back out to the universe. Awesome. Let's do two more of those. All that love. So good. Here we go. Yeah, that's good stuff. I always feel better after those.
Wow. Awesome, man. It sure does. It feels awesome and great to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, getting us all ready and fired up for an awesome subject, which our subject today is on acknowledgement. And we'll start off with you, Wegedesk. How is your words on that?
Acknowledgement. Yeah, what a powerful word, because without acknowledgement, we're just ignoring. And ignoring provides us zero values, zero benefits, zero ability to comprehend. So acknowledgments are really powerful. And the acknowledgement that I want to share with everybody today comes from my decade-long career as one of the world's best high diving champions. And, you know, people would watch me do a front 4.5 or a backwards 2.5 with 2.5 twist, and be like, oh my god, how did you do that? But it actually all starts with a simple jump when you're young, and then you learn to do a half a flip to your head, a classic dive, and then you do a full flip, and then you do a flip with a dive, which is 1.5, and then you do the 2 full flips, and 2.5, and 3, and 3.5, until you're all the way up to 4.5. And the reason why I bring this up is because we are constantly bombarded with, you know, responsibilities, with goals, with achievements, with deadlines, all of these things that are really monumental in the scope of living an entire human life. And I want to acknowledge that every single one of those massive accomplishments starts with one little task and is completed by doing a whole bunch of little simple tasks along the way. And as the saying goes, I think it's something like the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And so throughout all of this array of craziness that's going on in the world, I want to remind everybody to do your deep breaths, because that is a very simple step that can bring a whole bunch of wind back into our sails, can really ground us and proceed in a much better way onto our next simple step. So yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody of that on our topic of acknowledgement today.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That's awesome. Thank you for all your input and wisdom, and just your energy that you bring to us all. And what you bring is a lot of positivity, and it really does fill us up with some positive energy too. So we really appreciate you, and thank you for joining us. And yeah, it's pretty awesome. And so,
absolutely, Chief. It's always a pleasure to be here with y'all.
And so, would like to ask Celia too. How was your words on
I really love especially the many words of wisdom there, Wigadesh, but I especially love what you were saying about ignoring versus acknowledging, you know, like that, that kind of framing it that way, and how important it is to step into the other word that comes up for me is awareness. Like if we're constantly distracted by busyness or whatever we distract ourselves, you know, when we're not, it requires a certain amount of attention or focus to acknowledge. And one thing that's I think about is I think about relationships, and it's also closely for me associated with appreciation and love. You know, and sometimes the way in which our awareness is even highlighted and even deepened can come through something like illness or trouble, hardship that happens in life. And I'm thinking very directly about me with my brother right now. It's like I've always appreciated him and acknowledge, but now instead of just thinking it and feeling it, him and I are starting to enter into gentle conversations where I try not to get too mushy because he doesn't like mushy and mushy wooshy. He doesn't want to get too sweet and tender. But, you know, it, the acknowledgement is about that awareness and then letting the other person know. When I'm thinking about from a human relations point of view, whether it's an individual or it can be groups, and, you know, when we think of acknowledgement in different things that have happened. And I think, of course, you know, we've talked about before, like the acknowledgement and awareness that comes with different things that people have accidentally or purposely done to other people that has had an impact, both positive or the hard stuff, like, you know, the that part of things. So, yeah, that's what I think about, is that awareness. Awareness and focus and attention is part of it. So that requires breath, because breath gives us pause enough to be able to reflect, to actually go, oh, you know, and then I was going to say materialize, but kind of like then to actually step into that. So that's what I think about with that.
Beautiful. That's wonderful. I really appreciate both of you for joining us and giving your input on acknowledgement. And it's just a great way to, like, share and generate positive energy. And just really appreciate both of you. And we're going to continue on with our program. So we're going to have to say bye for now.
Thank you so much. Always an honor. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our high diving champion of the world, Wegedesk, and also our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, with both of their inputs on acknowledgement. So always great to tune in to some of their thoughts and listen to some of their great wisdom and words of wisdom. So I'm going to be right back. And
please enjoy 30 seconds of nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, I'm back. Just a minute. We're going to carry on with the program, and I'm going to play a song, and this one's dedicated to Dr. Akvan. This is recommended from Lady Faima, and this is Shirley Bassey. So let's have a listen to that. We'll be right back.
Gold in kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of his heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold.
I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is Dr. Akfan.
All right. minute, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Free Voices. We have an interview with my brother from another mother, Dr. Akfan. He's an international law lawyer from the United Nations. He has a lot of experience with war-torn countries such as Rwanda, Croatia, Sri Lanka, Cambodia, and just recently Bangladesh. So he's got a lot of experience in humanity, human rights, and we're just carrying on the program of Counselor Fari and her legacy of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. So we would like to ask Dr. Akfan, and first of all, thank you so much for joining us on Free Voices and giving us and sharing your time with us.
It's my pleasure to be back on your program again.
Yes, so we'd like to give you the floor to talk about the state of the world in recognizing its issues and problems and how we as individuals can affect it and change it in a positive way.
Well, I could begin by saying about the state of the world that it's a bit of a mess these days. And I think that I'm not saying anything that should surprise anyone. We live in a time of exceptional turmoil. It is a time which is rather confusing because we see both the best and worst aspects of human nature. We see the world moving in seemingly opposite directions. In some ways, we have never lived in a better period of history in terms of technological progress, in terms of health literacy, and a whole host of other indicators of our well-being. But at the same time, we live in a time of polarization, war, violence, animosity, divisive ideologies, hateful populism in the political space. And it's difficult at times to try and make sense of it, and especially to think about our place in this world. What are we supposed to be doing at this time? And I would say that it is a remarkable crossroads in history that we're living through, where the world as we have known it, for better or worse, is coming to an end. You know, I have a 96-year-old father who was born in Iran in the Middle East in 1928. He was brought up without electricity.